Welcome to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. Every Wednesday, Mark and Kim, along with their special guests, will explore thought-provoking topics and ideas that promote creativity, self-help, healing, happiness, and well-being to inspire you on your spiritual journey. Each week, Mark and Kim will discuss different paths to achieving a more spiritual, balanced, happy, and healthy lifestyle. Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience, and all things spiritual. Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. Mark and Kim are tested, certified, and professional spiritual mediums, metaphysical teachers, healers, and spiritual advisors with their own individual spiritual practices in Seattle, Washington, and Los Angeles, California. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
And good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you may be in this beautiful planet of ours. This is Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim here on the Om Times Radio Network. I am your host, Mark Lane Hart, broadcasting live from my studio here in the beautiful Seattle, Washington of the Pacific Northwest. And today we are going to have a very educational show for you. We're going to be talking about natural therapies for overcoming opioid dependency. This is a topic very near and dear to my heart because I've actually walked this path. So for our inspired listeners, grab your cup of coffee, grab your cup of tea, get in some comfortable clothes, sit back, relax as we get into exploring and discovering more about how to control pain and recover from addiction for the opioid dependency. And I wanted to start the show off with a quote saying, "Feeling healthy and good about yourself is not a luxury, it is an absolute necessity." And I myself will be part of this conversation because I, for many years, had opioid dependency myself. I had broken my back twice and was always prescribed, like candy, opioids. And we're going to be talking about going into the book with our guest today, Dr. Catherine Brown. But before we get into the details of the show, I just want to say thank you for tuning in, taking the next hour to hang out with us. I'm going to be hosting solo today. Kim is off today, a little under the weather, so we're just going to send her some healing and hope that she is back with us next week. And I also want to give an inspired listening shout out to a former guest of the show and a colleague of mine through Best American Psychics, Diane Blagden, who I started out in radio with almost 6 years ago. And I unfortunately was told yesterday that she transitioned into the spirit world from ALS. And so I just wanted to send my thoughts to the family and thoughts with Diana now that she's transitioned over and she's home. I would like to say Summerland. We're going to be putting a podcast up from the show that we did and how you deal with getting a life-changing diagnosis. So we'll have that up on our Inspired Living Radio page. And if you want to follow us right now, you can get on our Facebook page, which is called Inspired Living Radio. It is a closed community page. You'll need to ask to join. If you do join the page, put a little pin on our interactive global map where you're at in the world. We'd like to see where all of our listeners are listening in today's show. And you can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram under the handle Inspired For Us. If you're not catching the live show, you can always catch our replays and encore podcasts through Om Times Radio Archives. You can also find us now on iTunes, YouTube, Podbean, SoundCloud, MarkLaneHart.com, and LoveFirst.info. If you do want to work with my co-host, Kim Thalken, she has a bicoastal practice in Richmond, Virginia, and Encino, California, and you can go to LoveFirst.info to work with her directly. And like I said, she'll be back next week. She was just a little under the weather. If you want to work with me and the work I'm doing here in the Pacific Northwest, whether that's the power of meditation, the healing connection of mediumship, getting out on a spiritual hike and connecting with nature, just go to MarkLaneHart.com. You can internet search The Intuitive Prospector. Make sure to get on my Soul Adventures playlist on YouTube. It's over 200 videos, including all the seasons of Inspired Living Radio and two seasons now of Metaphysical Mocha Mondays, where I broadcast live through Facebook Live every Monday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and then it premieres over on my YouTube channel. So make sure to get on those pages and ask your questions. We will be taking calls today. So if you have a question in the second half of the show, the number to call is 1-202-570-7057. That is our call-in line. The calls will be screened for today's topic only. No free readings today, sorry. We'll have that coming up in the beginning of May for all of our Inspired listeners. And with that, we have a positive affirmation that we like to say throughout the month for the next few weeks, and being that we're in April, the positive affirmation this month is, I have a winner's mindset, and I love accomplishing my goals. Again, the inspired affirmation for this month is, I have a winner's mindset, and I love accomplishing my goals. Okay, with that, I want to just welcome our guest to the show, Dr. Catherine Brown, and she's written the book, Natural Therapies for Overcoming Opioid Dependency, Control Pain and Recover from Addiction. And how many of us want to control pain and get not into addiction, but actually recover from addiction? I fortunately was enough not to go down the addictive path of opioids. I had a great wife that kind of kept me on track, but it is something that is, you know, very upfront in today's society, and the amount of death and dying from overdoses that's taking place. It is a very epidemic, and I can tell you, just as a CPR basic life support instructor, I now have to teach when I'm doing CPR on how to use naloxone to actually take somebody out of a opioid overdose and actually get them breathing again. So it's something I'm even seeing at the teaching level of what I teach. So Dr. Catherine Brown has over 30 years experience using natural therapies for treating pain and addiction. So with the 30 years, she's got a little insight of how this works. She holds a doctorate in both acupuncture and oriental medicine, and is a board certified acupuncturist and registered professional herbalist. She co-founded the Southeastern School of Herbal Studies, say that three times fast, and lives in Hamptonville, North Carolina. Natural Therapies for Overcoming Opioid Dependency, Controlling Pain and Recovery from Addiction is her first book, and was published in November of 2018 by Story Publishing. You can visit her site at inharmonywellnessclinic.com. Dr. Brown, welcome to Inspired Living Radio.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So congratulations on your first book being published. I know that is a labor of love, and probably took you some time to put the thoughts together, get the thoughts onto a piece of paper, and then go through the whole editing process. So congratulations on your first book being published.
Thank you so much. It was a difficult book to write, because I had to go through and reference all of the studies and the most mm-hmm. recent information, and it's a little bleak.
Yeah, and doing the research on something like this, like you said, like all the footnotes, endnotes, and all of the research that goes into this takes some time. But I love the breakdown of the book, because you get into the psychoactive herbs, you get into, you know, different parts of the body, you get into talking about rewiring the brain is something I definitely want to talk about in today's show, as far as neuroplasticity, because I think that's important for people that are listening to today's show, about how we can rewire the brain, and research is actually supporting that. And it's something that even my own path is something I don't mind sharing with people. But just for the opening of the show, just go ahead and just share with us your journey, how you came to write this book, how you got into the natural therapies for the last 30 years, and just really connect with our inspired listening audience.
Oh, I'd love to. My journey began in 1983 when I started organic herb farming. So I was an early adopter of all things green and organic. And I actually did this for 17 years until I went to acupuncture school. And while I had the farm, I was trying to put together educational information for people to be able to market plants. And at the time, back, people can't think back or might not have been born yet, but we were having to teach people how to use basil, basically, you know. Mm-hmm. But there weren't many books. There weren't a lot of references in the U.S. at the time. And as I started doing more and more research about the plants, the referencing that historically this plant used to be used for this medical condition kept coming up. And, you know, eventually, it took me a while, but eventually it's like, I wonder if that still works. You know, I wonder if that would be plausible to use or would have value in our culture today. And so I really got into studying the medicinal herbs and the herb school you spoke of. We actually did conferences where we brought in the famous or published herbalist to teach in the Southeast. There wasn't much going on at first. And so at one of those classes, the director and his wife, who ran an acupuncture school, came because they wanted to learn. We taught about herbal medicine from the ground up, from everything from going out in the woods and harvesting and identifying without killing yourself to actually germinating seeds, cultivating, and then all the way up to making remedies. And they wanted that in their clinic. They were basically selling tablets, but they wanted to be more self-sufficient. And while they were in the classes, they were like, you know, I really think you would love acupuncture school, and I sure did.
Yeah, so school too, right? How many years for acupuncture school for you?
So you know, any acupuncturist that you find who has both acupuncture and herbal training is going to have 4 years of Oriental Medical School. I added on another 2 years for my doctorate program. So it's a graduate thing. So you have to have college and then you have to have 4 years to be licensed and to nationally be certified.
And the traditional Chinese medicine, also known as TCM, where was that original desire and passion to start going down this path those 30 years ago? Was there something in your own path where you started to, you know, because not everybody just wakes up and says, hey, I'm going to start studying, you know, TCM and spend 6 years of my life on, you know, acupuncture and the energy lines and meridian lines of the body. What was something that awakened you to this process?
So this is a very insightful question of yours. I had never had acupuncture. I didn't know anything about Chinese medicine beyond very basic information. And so at the time, herbalists were being arrested for practicing medicine without a license. And so my path was I wanted to be an herbalist and a clinical herbalist. And so the acupuncture licensing that you get allows you to prescribe herbs. And that is why I went to acupuncture school. I had no idea how cool acupuncture was. So I got an education at that time. So I was doing Western herbalism. But in that situation, you don't have diagnostic tools. You're basically going off of some symptoms and, you know, diagnostic information that's coming from somebody else. But with Chinese medicine, you actually form your own diagnosis and treatment plan based on energetic relationships in the body and the theory that's thousands of years old. And so it's a powerful tool for healing.
And I just want to remind our listeners of what you just said, a philosophy and a modality that's thousands of years old. This isn't something new. This isn't New Age medicine. This isn't Dr. Catherine Brown's medicine. This isn't Mark Lanehart's medicine. This is something that we are tuning into and tapping into that's been around for thousands of years. And I've always been interested in the holistic path, especially with my own, journey with opioids. And I think your book is timing. I know it took you probably a while to get everything put together and published, but it came out in 2018, and it's right in the thick of this epidemic that we're facing with opioid overdoses and people that are, you know, dependent on it. And like I said, even as a basic life support instructor and healthcare provider, and I've been doing this work for over 22 years now, I've never seen it where they've actually had to incorporate how to actually give naloxone to somebody to get them breathing again, so you could do CPR based off the opioid crisis that we find ourselves in. So I think the book is timely. It always, you know, how long ago did you start writing the book before you actually published in 2018?
Another really great question, because I did not go, wow, look, there's an opioid crisis. I should write a book. Instead, I had been practicing at a pain and rehab, not drug rehab, but rehab for injuries and trauma and surgery, practice with a medical doctor for many years. And this medical doctor was a pain specialist, but he would not prescribe narcotics. And so I was in there, and when patients would come in, we had to get them off of the narcotics they had been on, you know, without suffering through great withdrawal symptoms, and also address the underlying pain. So I had a great many years of experience doing this. And a couple of years ago, we got a call in the middle of the night. It was actually my birthday at 1:30 a.m. And it was the police. And they informed my husband and I that our son had been found on an off-ramp of a major highway with the car idling, his foot on the gas almost, you know. He had passed out from a fentanyl overdose. And it took 3 shots of Narcan or the naloxone to revive him, which apparently is a lot. So yeah, I didn't even know at the time. I did not know at the time what Narcan is. And so the whole experience threw our family into a crisis, you know, this tsunami of drug addiction and all of the things that come with it that so many people are experiencing today. And I had to get educated on the opioid crisis itself very, very quickly. And my frustration was that I was an expert at helping people withdraw without experiencing any withdrawal symptoms and had been doing this for many, many years. But I was unable to assist our son. His wife and their family really wanted for him to go to real treatment. So they wanted him to go to the rehab centers. And so it was very frustrating for me that I could not communicate to them how effective this medicine was. So the book was 2 things. It was my therapy getting through this crisis with our family. And the second thing was, my goal was to develop a tool that would help other people that wanted to have a different path than the rehab, which we can get into the downsides of those kinds of things. And
that's a great stopping point. We're going to go to our very first break. Thank you for sharing that personal story with me. And when we come back, we're going to dive deeper into the natural therapies for overcoming opioid dependency, how to control pain and recovery from addiction with our very special guest today, Dr. Catherine Brown, calling in from North Carolina. Stick around. We'll be back here in 2 minutes. This is Inspired Living Radio. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
The future of internet radio is here. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Namaste, friends. This is Deva Pramal and Mitten. And we want to let you know that we will be in America and Canada this May. We'll be coming with our Wings of Mantra World Tour, coming up the West Coast to Boulder, Santa Fe, Sedona, Scottsdale, Santa Barbara, L.A., Marin, Santa Cruz, San Jose, Escondido, Edmonds, and up to Canada to Victoria and Vancouver. You can find details on our website, devapramalmiten.com. Hope to see you there. Lots of love. Namaste.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Thank you.
Are you seeking answers to life questions? Would you like to connect to a departed loved one? Are you suffering from pain, stress, or anxiety? Kimberly Thalkin is a tested, certified, and professional psychic, spiritual medium, energy healer, hypnotherapist, and the founder of Love First, where life transformations happen. Love First services support, guide, and empower individuals by connecting them to their highest potential to live a healthier, joyful, and meaningful life that's filled with purpose. All services can be done by phone, Skype, or in person in Encino, California. Please visit lovefirst.info. That's LOVEFIRST.info for more information. Death Row Dogs Rescue is a 100% all-volunteer, no-kill rescue 501c3 nonprofit organization. We are run solely by volunteers who dedicate their time and resources for the past 30 years to rescuing homeless pets from the streets in Los Angeles and surrounding areas, and from city and county animal shelters who are on death row, often moments away from being euthanized. We provide housing, medical care, and training to these neglected, abused, and often severely injured animals. Donate now, save a life, and allow these beautiful dogs to experience a home life filled with love. All donations are greatly appreciated and are tax deductible. Please visit www.deathrowdogsrescue.com to see some of our amazing dogs who need homes. Do not breed or buy. Make adoption your first option.
And welcome back to Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim, our very special guest today, calling in from you are calling in from North Carolina. I took it that was an assumption on my end, but I figured you were calling from North Carolina. Is that true?
I am. I'm calling from North Carolina, where we are in a cloud of pollen here. So if you hear me sniffling a little bit, it's just
the allergies
everywhere.
Are in full effect. Got it. Okay. So our very special guest today, Dr. Catherine Brown, calling in with a lot of pollen around her in North Carolina. How's that sound?
Yeah.
So welcome back. I want to start getting into the chapters of the book. And one of the things I always remind our inspired listeners all around the globe, and we love our inspired listeners and our inspired listening community. Again, if you have a question about opioid dependency, acupuncture, how the body works as far as Chinese medicine, natural supplements, meditation, and lifestyle practices, this is something that you'll want to call into or post a question on our closed Facebook page, which is Inspired Living Radio, or we'll start taking your calls here in the second half of the show. That number to call is 202-570-7057 if you want to have a live chat with myself or Dr. Brown. But I want to remind people that health is not valued till sickness comes, something that I, on my own path, have recognized. I always like to say that your health is your true wealth, because without your health, nothing else matters. So health is not valued till sickness comes. And this is something that both Dr. Brown and myself have experienced firsthand, either with ourselves or a family member. And right before the break, Dr. Brown, you were talking about that personal connection with your son. I hope that he's okay and he's still with us here in the physical world, and that this book has really been an inspiration for you, not only to write it, but because of your own personal connection. Or, like I always remind people, some sort of shakening causes that awakening to either start writing a book, have a radio show like Inspired Living Radio, and really just to help people out and be in service to others. So let's talk about, let's continue that second part of why you wrote the book and the connection with your son. And is your son still here?
He is. So he did end up going into your traditional rehab situations. Mm-hmm. Many tens of thousands of dollars were spent on this in and out. And so it's the same story that I think many people, many families have been through. He did all of the different medicated assistant treatments, and he had to have his path with this, and he is now 9 months plus sober. So we are very, very thankful.
Congratulations. I'm very thankful and a lot of gratitude for that. So I'm happy to hear that.
Yes, for sure. So I think my takeaway on this, though, the biggest point is that if people think that acupuncture and these other natural therapies such as the herbs, the essential oils, flower essences that are detailed in the book are alternatives, that to other treatment, they are incorrect. This is actually the preferred treatment. And our medical healthcare system is coming around to seeing that. When I started, you know, all the, those decades ago, I had never dreamed I would work in a hospital, and I work in two hospitals now. And so the acceptance, and you're in Seattle, but remember, I'm in North Carolina, so we're a little slower on the uptake with this. I know that insurance there covers acupuncture. We don't have that yet. So we're a little behind the realization there. But I work in two veterans VA hospitals, and the VA did quite a number, the military did quite a number of studies showing that acupuncture is very effective with PTSD and with pain, and they could save money. So, you know, I just think about, you know, these families are mortgaging their houses to get their children care. And, you know, in reality, it's about $2,400 for acupuncture and herbs, you know, so it's a much different scale of economy when you're talking about utilizing this type of therapy. And we're talking about not just the withdrawal, you know, stage, but also bringing the body back into balance, rewiring the brain, doing all of those things. So those folks can live a fulfilled, purpose-filled life. And exactly. So it's much bigger than just getting somebody off of opioids, much bigger.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And, you know, I just sharing my own experience with acupuncture, because my, when I started down my spiritual path, as I like to say, where it opened up to biofeedback, and just I had a lot of trauma and tragedy that took place, it kind of rewired my own brain of how I saw things, and my own pain, my internal pain. And it started off with biofeedback, and that led me to, of course, chiropractic, massage, helping the body, and more of the natural medicines, but along the way too, the prescribed Western medicine of a lot of narcotics, hydrocodone, oxycodone, a lot of things that would help with the pain that I was going through. And one of the things that really stuck out when I got into acupuncture, and you're right, we do have an insurance here in Seattle, so my insurance company does cover that treatment for acupuncture. So it's interesting to hear how expensive it really can be with the herbs and the treatment. And I'll never forget when I first went, and this young lady was holding just this little tiny needle, and it wasn't more than probably an inch in length, if that, maybe even a half inch, if that. And she stuck it into my side of my leg on my IT band, and she said, "Do you feel anything?" And I said, "No." And then she moved it just a little bit, and my whole IT band released. Never forget it to this day. I had no idea what was going on. I had no control over the situation. All I know is that my leg jumped off the table, and I went along with it. And then she looked at me and smiled and said, "That's what I'm looking for." And that's the point when I realized that just a little needle in the right place within that energy line or that meridian line or you know, whatever you want to call that, I knew that there was something to it, because I never experienced anything like that. And then I had to look forward to the left side of my leg with the other IT band releasing. So I just wanted to share that with our inspired listeners, that it does make a difference. Acupuncture, the medicinal herbs, but you also get into emotional balance and pain management and the opioid dependency detox, which I think is very important. And if people want to find you, you can go to inharmonywellnessclinic.com. We have Dr. Brown's book and links on our closed page on Facebook, Inspired Living Radio. And I imagine the book can also be found in other places. Is that correct?
Yes, it's available in all outlets.
And, all the outlets, okay.
Also, I list the major outlets on my blog page, drcatherinebrown.com. Where you can also find links to a lot of the remedies mentioned in the book. And I do blog a lot about different situations with opioid recovery and my experiences. And, And so hopefully that's another tool people can use. But that's Dr. Catherine Brown with, and the Brown is an E on the end.
An E on the end, yep. Dr. Brown with an E on the end. So let's talk about a few things within the book. The first chapter is just breaking down the dependency of opioid addiction and how opioids work and the abuse that we've seen in the United States. Like I said, I teach here in Seattle at Harborview, which is known as the Harvard, I guess, of the West Coast. And one of the safest places to actually have a heart attack in the world, with almost a 68% survival rate. But we started seeing that we started to see that some of the respiratory distress of people that were having what people thought were cardiac arrest were actually opioid overdoses and to where they stopped breathing. And so now we at the American Heart Association has mandated that we have to teach the use of naloxone or Narcan and give that to somebody in part of the treatment of cardiac arrest and CPR. So as far as the opioid, as far as what it does to the body, if you don't mind, Dr. Brown, just sharing with the listening audience, for those that maybe don't know about opioids, what do they do and why do we use them?
Okay, so the opioids are generally prescribed for pain relief. They stimulate the dopamine centers of the brain. And dopamine is a neuro substance that helps you survive, actually. Dopamine is how you remember that you enjoyed eating, so you'll eat again. You know, dopamine is what gives you that sensation of yearning for something that you enjoyed in the past. So dopamine in itself is a good thing. It's just that when somebody takes opioids, the neurotransmitters are overstimulated. And so the brain is flooded with dopamine, and this is why they feel that sense of, I wouldn't call it elation, but that feeling of nothing's wrong, you know. Mm-hmm. And the problem is that when the opioids are used repetitively, the brain itself cannot now produce that dopamine. Those neurotransmitters stop responding. So they don't even respond to the opioids themselves. And people find that they have to take the opioids just to feel normal, not to feel out of this world. They simply, just to be able to get through the day, they need that. Because their own enjoyment of life, caring for children, petting a dog, that's not going to get it. They're going to get no pleasure from that once those neurotransmitters are damaged. And so, you know, it's one of those things where now they're in a situation where they have to have that or they fall into a very deep depression. And a lot of people started off, you know, maybe having depression, the studies are showing now. And so they gravitated towards that feeling they got when they took the opioids. So in some ways, the opioids mask the pain. As it turns out, they're really not as effective as most people would think in doing so. And a lot of people have side effects with them and can't take them anyhow. So they're not the end all be all of pain reduction, but that is how they've been prescribed, because if you think about it, the medical profession doesn't have that many tools in their bag to treat pain without surgery or shots that they can only, you know, they're limited in how many shots they can give and their side effects. And so, you know, this was like one of the only things they had to offer. So at this point, there's a lot of backlash. I know in my clinic, you know, there are medical doctors who got in a lot of trouble, and they just pulled their patients off of this pain medication and left them with nothing. And so now we have people who are still in pain, and they've been cut off their opioids because the MDs got in trouble. and they're limited in how much medication they can actually prescribe. And amazingly, as divided as this country is, now we have this division of pain patients being angry at addicts, and they don't understand that 80% of heroin addicts started off with a prescription for pain. You know, they did 80%. Not go, wait, wow. 80%. And so there, that study is also noted in the book. So that is a government study. And so people are not waking up one day and going, you know, I want to become an addict and lose everything I have and end up unable to care for myself and others. You know, they started mm-hmm. off as pain patients. And
that would be
and
me.
Then,
that would definitely be me.
Yeah. 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 So, and, you know, I see a huge number. So there is a spectrum of dependency. I would say dependency simply means that you've taken opioids for long enough that now if you stop, you're going to have some signs of withdrawal. So I have some patients who, you know, had surgery and they got on the opioids and now we need to wean them off. And, you know, that's just like a month's process, you know. That's one side of the spectrum, and that being actually accomplished successfully helps to lessen the opioid crisis because they don't go down the road to addiction. And so addiction's the other side where people want the drugs regardless of what it means to their health and well-being, and they'll do anything they can to have those. So there's a huge spectrum there. But at the same time, you know, addressing that early stage low dependency is just as important as getting people off of heroin and that's laced with fentanyl that's very, very strong. And so what I see over and over is people get the prescription, then their prescription is cut off, then they go to the black market and get the pills. The pills are $30 a piece, so they can't afford it. And then they go to heroin and they don't know what is in the heroin. And so the overdose problem starts. But, you know, it's funny because usually, you know, the last thing people will tell you is I'm snorting heroin. They'll say I have an opioid problem. But, you know, there's such stigma to that. And yet that mm-hmm. is where everybody mm-hmm. goes because that's the affordable way to.
With the dopamine and trying to reduce right. The pain. So it's a great stopping point. We're going to be moving into our second part of the show. Stick around. Our guest today, Dr. Catherine Brown, that's Brown with an E, talking about natural therapies for overcoming opioid dependency. This is Inspired Living Radio. We'll be back here in just a few minutes.
The cutting edge of conscious radio. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
One planet, 7.3 billion people, only one you. Life offers us many opportunities and learning experiences. Are you ready to explore and discover this beautiful planet, the life and energy all around us, the spiritual world, and what is unseen, along with your own personal soul adventure? Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector, is the spiritual connection you have been prospecting for. Internationally known as a tested and professional clairvoyant medium and spiritual advisor, Mark's work as a metaphysical teacher, medical instructor, radio show host, inspirational writer, and hiking guide are here to help you on a journey of self-discovery, healing, inspiration, education, and a whole lot of spiritual awesomeness. Dare to dream. Dare to explore. Dare to live. For more information on Mark's spiritual practice in Seattle, Washington, please visit marklanehart.com or internet search The Intuitive Prospector.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. So I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Welcome back to Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim, our very special guest today, Dr. Catherine Brown, talking about her first book, Natural Therapies for Overcoming Opioid Dependency, Control Pain, and Recover from Addiction. Great commercial right before we just came back talking about
I wanted opioid. To make that point.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Great minds think alike, because I haven't heard that before, and so it was a nice synergy there. And I can tell you, just as we were going to break there, my own experience with opioids, you're so right about taking away the pain. And when you're in chronic pain, like I was for years, you get tired of talking about your own chronic pain, right? And I can tell you that you're right with the dopamine. It took away the pain, but my wife would always tell me I was very melancholy, almost kind of just walking through life without a lot of ups and joys. And like you said, the just petting a dog or eating food. There was really no joy in any of that, but I didn't have my pain. And so with my own journey, I started to get into the natural therapies of things that I could do without taking the pills. And like I said, for me, it was acupuncture, it was chiropractic care, it was massage, it was biofeedback. But I know in the book you talk about meditation as well. And I want to, just for the sake of time, because this show goes by so very quickly when you have such an interesting topic like this, I want to talk about the neuroplasticity that you talk about in your book, about rewiring the brain, the powers of meditation, and get into some of those more natural modalities, because, you know, there is a quote that comes to mind from Robert Urich that talks about a healthy outside starts from the inside. And I'm a true believer that the only way out is in, not necessarily the multi-billion dollar industry of synthetic drugs, but sometimes just that simplicity of sitting in meditation and setting that intention and that desire for a healing of having that healthy outside that really does start from with the inside.
Well, the initial training I had with Oriental medicine was a system called Worsley Five Element Acupuncture. And the whole crux of their theory is that pain or disease starts with a spiritual imbalance, and you have to learn how to diagnose that initial imbalance in the spirit before you can actually bring somebody to wholeness. And so that type of thinking is very much in just ingrained in everything I do, every patient I treat and look at, you know, I look for that. But the school was actually taken over by a psychiatrist who wrote Red Bird, Dragon Rises, Red Bird Flies, the main book on psychology and acupuncture. And so they've done a lot of studies to show that acupuncture helps to normalize the brain function. So that's one way. Mm-hmm. You can address this. I love flower essences. They're able to remove deep-seated emotional imbalances without any pain. You don't have to actually talk about the traumatic incident that happened years ago and bring it up and pull the skin, you know, pull the scab off the wound again, you know. And so I started, I was introduced to using flower essences. A lot of people know Rescue Remedy, you know, that's like the, the first remedy, that the gateway flower essence. So, just using that on the wrists where the heart source point, is located. And then there are spirit points on the chest. And so, using flower essence, it can help speed the healing. So one of the things is that, you know, opioids are like a sledgehammer, and we're kind of using a feather to bring the body back into balance. And, you know, you got to just use the body's own energy and corral that correctly to allow for healing, because that's when healing happens. But as far as Chinese medicine goes, you cannot separate the emotions, the spirit. And when we're talking about spirit in Chinese medicine, it's not the Christian look of spirit. It's more like the brightness in somebody's eyes, you know, their what exudes from them, you know, their passion and that type of thing. But and you can't separate that from the pain. Pains, even if it's a car accident, you cannot separate. I mean, it's like, why did your leg break where it broke? You know, maybe that area had an imbalance to begin with, and that was your weak link. You know, so all of it ties together beautifully.
Yeah, it really does. And you know, I always teach on that we're four elements: physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual. And I like how you said the spiritual aspect, because a lot of the spiritual work I do, it's really the spirit within, the soul within, whether it's the energy that resonates from the eyes, whether it's the God spark in your heart that actually makes your heart beat. We've always wondered, you know, I know a lot about the heart, the ins and outs and the anatomy, but we still don't know where that energy source that actually triggers.
Where's that original spark? Yeah.
Where is that original spark come from? Yeah. And that is what I always remind people. That's the true essence of your soul or your spirit. And because without that, your heart doesn't go. And without your heart, the rest is a no-go as well. So I want to, just for our listening audience, I want to just, I'm going to play devil's advocate here. Because I know that, you know, even with my own journey, that I was very skeptical in the beginning. Now, part of that is due to being young. I was in the Coast Guard at the time. So, you know, you get this young Coast Guard that, you know, guy that doesn't need help. I'm strong like Superman, and probably suffered from PTSD myself. But I look at years later, and I always want to bring the skeptic's viewpoint into this, just because I came from this angle. But what would you say is the biggest misconception people have about traditional Chinese medicine, and what do the skeptics say about TCM?
I think it's been such a long time. Over 35 years, I've had people actually verbally assault me just over herbal medicine and all of these things. And I certainly have not tried to turn skeptics anymore.
Sure.
So I think the main thing is they don't believe that it works. You know, that is why I referenced hundreds of studies showing, you know, that are from, you know, recent things out of the NIH, PubMed, showing that acupuncture does work. I did not have those tools 20 years ago when I started, you know, practicing acupuncture. But I always feel like with the skeptics, I feel like they have an obligation, if they ever dissuaded someone from getting the help they needed, to work twice as hard to now promote acupuncture, because you get now coming into the clinic. I mean, every day I have somebody going, well, I used to really think this was a bunch of crock, you know, but now I really believe and it's helped me, you know. So I get that. But I long ago, you know, I was an educator in natural medicine for so very many years, and now practitioner, and I definitely do not actually engage with skeptics anymore, and allow people who need healing to come to me, and I accept that and care for them. So I don't run into that many skeptics anymore, but you know, I say that, but that was what happened with this, my son on opioids and his recovery. And so my reaction was, here's the science.
Yeah, and I like your answer, because we can't change a skeptic's mind. I always just say it's you have to, you know, decide to do it for yourself, because our greatest, you know, power why we're here is free will and choice to choose what we want. And I always just share my story and my background, and, you know, because I get a lot of skeptics in the work I do as well. But I like that you just, you know, present the science of it. I love that spirituality and science can come together and shake hands and work in conjunction with one another. And sometimes it's just leaving the information and presenting that and letting them, you know, walk that path for their own journey to see if that works. But with everything that we do in life, there's always going to be those skeptics. There's always going to be those naysayers. But I love that the shift, you're seeing less and less of that, because that shows me that there's a conscious shift also taking place in our public. Now that we're talking about this, this week you're probably going to get a skeptic that comes into the clinic now that we've had this conversation. But it shows that there's a shift, that people are looking at more than just themselves as a physical being. They understand that they are so much more mentally, emotionally, spiritually, energetically. And I know that you are passionate about what you do and that you strongly support using the TCM methods in conjunction with modern medicine as well. How do those work best together as far as modern medicine, Western medicine, and TCM?
So when I started actually clinically practicing acupuncture, it was in a medical doctor's office. And I have worked with many medical doctors. And I think the fascinating thing with Chinese medicine, my roommate at acupuncture school was an ER nurse, and she also was a nurse on those helicopters that would go out and save people. And she was the first one that, and she was the first one that made it clear to me that they had no tools for chronic, I shouldn't say no, but very few tools for chronic disease and pain. And acupuncture, you know, if you catch things like, you know, a pre-diabetic patient, you can reverse it. If you catch high blood pressure early on, you can actually reverse it and bring people to whole health. You know, so these things that we put Band-Aids on and just prolong life with, instead we can reverse. And so acupuncture, I say acupuncture, but it's all, it's much more than that. There are many, right, many different modalities that play into it. But is wonderful for chronic disease, for pain, for emotional balancing. And I have psychologists that refer to me because I have that specialized training in that field. But, you know, it's like crisis care. Please take me to the ER if I get run over by a bus, because, you know, those people are amazing at what they do. And so our medical system has many, many fascinating benefits. They just don't happen to be in chronic health care, in pain, and those areas. And so the two actually meld together beautifully.
I love that. Yeah. And, you know, in your book, you talk about neuroplasticity as far as rewiring of the brain. And I just want to have you, just for the sake of time, just speak to that briefly about what neuroplasticity is, and that we don't have to believe that just because our brain was developed in childhood, that it has to remain in that static or unchanged way of being as we get into adulthood. And just speak about that just real quick, if you don't mind.
Well, I think you just explained it, but you know, I think I am old enough.
I'm not the doctor. You're the doctor. I'm just a radio show host.
I am old enough that I remember a time where we thought brain injury was irreversible, where aging and cognitive decline was not reversible. And so that is where the studies have shown that all of that type of thing is reversible. And so I think you're applying to emotions and things from childhood and being able to change the way you think. That is absolutely true. And it goes all the way to, I work with veterans who have brain injuries, you know, and we're able to help them recover cognitive function. It's absolutely amazing. But as far as remolding how people, I actually, it's out of my scope of practice. I'm basically just trying to bring the emotions into balance. And the rest of it I do not do counseling, psychological counseling. Right. I simply view the patient who has an abnormal emotional outward expression, and I know how to clear that and bring them back into balance. As far as the impacts of the acupuncture on the brain, again, there are a bunch of studies that have shown that the acupuncture helps to moderate. So I love this idea that, you know, people think, oh, I'm going to go have acupuncture for allergies, but I don't want to stimulate my immune system because it's already overstimulated. And that's not what you're doing with the acupuncture and herbs. You're moderating, you're normalizing. And that's what happens with emotions and brain functions also. I hope that answered the question.
Yeah, no, and that's we're going to have to leave it there because, unfortunately, we're at the end of the show. But I always remind people that true wealth is having your health and knowledge of self. And Dr. Brown, I just want to thank you for taking this last hour to share with us your background, your personal stories, your connection, your first published book, Natural Therapies for Overcoming Opioid Dependency, Control Pain, and Recovery from Addiction. Head to our Facebook site if you want the link. You can also go to our site to get the InHarmonyWellnessClinic.com link. You can find the book on all the major outlets. It's been a pleasure. You are the inspired and the inspiration, Dr. Brown. Keep doing your beautiful service of educating, teaching, and helping others because that's what this is all about. So until our next time together.
Thank you for what you do, Mark.
Thank you so much. Until our next time together, be kind, be caring, be compassionate. Namaste.